Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon, cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made, cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. If I can't get it on my own, if you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. I am down in PCB right now recording some shows. Before I start this show, I want to give my condolences to my big brother, Lee Tucker. He lost his daddy over the weekend. And I'm sorry I can't be there with you, but I'll be there this coming up weekend. I love you, and we'll miss you, Mr. George. With me on the show today is somebody very near and dear to me, very special to me. When I worked in radio, this guy is the first guy that came and did a show with me when we were promoting Red Friday and promoting mental health awareness among veterans. I would like to introduce y'all to Mr. Ken Bohannon, who's associated with Mission 22, and is just one of my favorite human beings. What's up, big guy?
Hey, guys. How are you? Thank you for having me, Josh. I appreciate you, brother.
Mr. Ken, you can be around me whenever you want to. You know I think the world of you.
I'm ready, brother. I'm ready. I'm ready to let my hair down a little bit.
What you up to today? Where are you at right now?
I'm in my big truck trying to make a living, you know. I'm down here in outside of Tampa, going into a D.C. down here, and then I'll come back and head towards home on Thursday. So,
yeah, you're not too far from me with me being – I get – what is that, about 5 hours to Tampa from here?
Something like that, yeah. I was over there in your neck of the woods yesterday morning, and I didn't know you was there, but I was passing through.
Well, if you'd have hung out with me, you might not have made it to Tampa today.
That's all right. I got PTO days.
Well,
really, thank you, brother, for having me. I appreciate you.
Well, dude, like I said, you and Kurt and all them and everybody with Mission 22 has always meant the world to me. y'all came on radio with me when I used to work over in Dublin, and I loved having y'all, and I loved that first interview that we did with you, and hell, you've been my dude ever since.
Man, that was pretty special. That was my first ever interview, pretty much ever, since I joined Mission 22. I'm still kind of wet behind the ears and learning everything, but now I'm the Georgia state leader for Mission 22, and I kind of handle or try to handle the whole state of Georgia.
Dude, that's awesome. I love everything that y'all do, and y'all've got something special coming up. Why don't you kind of let everybody know what you've got coming up in a few weeks?
Okay. August the 19th, I do a memorial ride every year to honor my son and 22 other fallen warriors that has succumbed to veteran suicide. I've been doing this now for 6 years, and this will be the 6 years since I lost Steven. And we started out with 12 bikes my first year, and last year we had 124 bikes, a bunch of Jeeps and cars that followed us around to memorials, and gave a couple of little small speeches and came back, and we just made a good day out of it. So August 19th, Saturday, we're going to have his memorial ride. We're going to start there in Hinesville at the VFW Post 6602. So, you guys, if you love to ride or bring your Jeeps, we're going to have a car bike show. We're going to have T-shirts. We're going to be feeding everybody. Got a couple bands playing that evening, you know, during the day and that afternoon. And just spreading awareness, veteran suicide awareness to the community, because it takes a community to heal a warrior, and obviously a warrior to heal a community. So we can combine those two assets there, and we can all grow and heal in the process, and give knowledge to ones that don't know about our programs and Mission 22. So I've been blessed. You, man, have been there with us, you know, and we've done a lot of things together, and I can't thank you enough, Josh. You are the man, brother. You are the man.
Shit, I ain't nothing compared to y'all. Y'all the real deal, man. I went last year for the first time. Everybody wondering, and let me tell you, it is from start to finish emotional. It is beautiful. The speech you gave when we got to the cemetery gave me tears and chills. Like, I still sit there and I think about it. And you're one of those guys, Ken, that growing up, if you had a good coach, you would always say that this guy would make you run through a wall for him. Like, and you're one of those guys. I would run through a fucking wall for you. Like it's when you open your mouth and you start talking. But it's also, I know your story and I know what you've been through, losing your son, and how you've turned that such a horrible thing into helping others. And wanting to make sure nobody goes down those roads or being alone. And man, I'm telling you, from the first time you opened your mouth around me, I was like, this is my guy. This is going to be my guy. And anything, because we've had our talks about it. I'm a suicide survivor. I deal with depression and anxiety myself really bad. And there's this, I look at you and I look at the organization you work with, and no, I'm not a veteran, but I just admire everything that you do and the people that you help, and the fact that I want to use my platform on anything that I do to make sure that the right people in this world are getting acknowledged. And those people are the ones that are getting attention paid to them. And I can't think of better people. Y'all, Mission 22, Creative Vets in Nashville. I love the people at Creative Vets. I love everybody on Mission 22. I mean, y'all are saving lives. I'm just running my mouth on the daily.
And man, I've never been the person to reach out and speak, because I got a joke. I don't like anybody. I don't like nobody. You know, it's a thing now. So, and my ambassadors, we always argue and have fun with that. But no, I never spoke in front of people until, you know, unfortunately, I lost my son 6 years ago. And I'm a three-time deployed vet to Iraq. And I was actually on my third tour in Iraq. And my son was on his first tour in Afghanistan. He's a Marine. And so I came back in July of 2010. He came back in August, I believe it was, maybe September. And never had a chance to get together after we got back. And December 2nd of 2017, I got a phone call and let me know that I lost my son. And, man, I was already having problems with my PTSD anyway. And I went dark, brother. I went dark. I went and I smelt the breath of the devil himself. I was about to cross that line, because I didn't have no purpose anymore, nothing, no reason. And some of us veterans, when we come back from situations like that, we come back with no feeling of purpose or no duty, nothing. We try to get back in reality, but, you know, we need that, I guess, rush or whatever, and we don't have it, and we don't have no mission anymore. So we become secluded. So I went dark. My son's mother reached out to me and said, "Ken, you need help. You need help." and I didn't want no help. I'm a man, right? I can handle these situations. So I needed more help than I would admit to. But I reached out to Mission 22, and they actually saved my life. And through me giving the opportunity to speak and tell my story, tell a little bit of my son's story, and try to bring, you know, the community to get involved with what we're doing by, you know, feeding them, you know, with literature and resources and programs and stuff like that. That's my therapy now.
Yeah.
And you know, and I thank everybody when they say, I'm sorry about your son. And you know what? I hope he looked down and said, you know, down at me and said, hey, not a bad job, Pop, you know? And this was my outlet. This was my therapy. And without Mission 22, I've been a statistic. Every year we get different numbers. They say that the veteran rate's going down, suicide rate's going down. I think that's a line to kind of put butter on something that ain't supposed to be buttered, because you can research. I do that, and I like numbers. One report says, well, we're down to 17. Another report from a college professor says, well, in September of 2022, they did a report where it's higher, 47%, which they're not counting the drug overdose, service record conflicts, and everything else that these veterans go through. So the number, they don't count. They say they don't count. They strictly weapon, you know, suicide or hanging. They don't look at the drug overdose and you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, it's crazy, all these numbers, but one a day is too many. And so what we strive as with Mission 22, is to try to get that number to zero. And that's when our mission's done, when we can get it down to zero. Because, you know, when their tour is over, our mission begins, you know, to help them, the families. And we involve the spouses and the children. And we got programs for the spouses and the children, along with the veterans. You know, it takes all of us. I mean, through mentoring and meditation and coaching exercise programs that we have, wellness supplement regimens that we have, even, you know, books and learning resources to help the veterans put, you know, kind of put their experience in context. So our programs are there for our veterans at no cost to them or their families. And the way we do that, Josh, you know as well as I do, we had to go out there and try to raise money and donations, because without that, we can't do this for the vets. And right now, I think our average, we say everything goes to the vets. And you can go on online to mission22.com and see everything, where the monies go. We were 2022 transparent, non-charitable organization, 501(c). And everything's right there printed. You can see it. So we're not hiding nothing. We're at 88-89% of every dollar raised go to our vets. You know, we have to have resource materials and stuff like that, you know, but 88-89% is strictly to the veteran and their families for the programs we have for our vets.
Well, there's a lot of people, Ken. There's a lot of organizations that you sit there and you wonder where your money's going to or anything like that. But getting around you and the people that you work with and the veterans you help, you see it. I mean, there's a reason why whenever, you know, we're doing something on social media, I push people towards you. I guess I know that what I'm getting when I – and you probably know better than anybody. I don't like most folks. I'm kind of an asshole. I get mad almost every day on social media when I see these people that are just assholes, and they're getting the world given to them. They're getting millions of dollars thrown at them for doing nothing, like nothing at all that benefits the rest of humanity. And then you have to beg for people to come and be part of stuff for veterans and organizations like this, and it shouldn't be like that. And that's where my hope is that anybody that is in my position that has a bigger platform than me or smaller platform than me, whatever, I hope they stop promoting, hey, let's go help so-and-so and let's help the people that actually have looked out for us, that have put their lives on the line for us. People who didn't know you from Adam or Eve, but yet they still put their life on the line for you. They was willing to make a sacrifice for you. And
exactly.
If regardless of what I do, you know how many times I've gotten in trouble on social media platforms, especially TikTok or something like that, to where I'll make a video and it'll be like, I'm tired of seeing these just ungrateful pricks on here that aren't helping a single person in the world, but yet Mission 22, Creative Vets, Project Canine Hero, all the organizations we do stuff with.
Yeah.
Like, you have to constantly be doing a fundraiser. You have to constantly be doing something to help. And it should not be like that.
Yeah. It's a nonstop for us. You know, we start out and you know, we don't even ask for donations. I mean, we sell our merchandise and stuff. But those people will come up to me on the street if they know me and know what we do and say, here, make sure you put that towards your vets, you know, and that stuff like that, you can't rehearse that stuff. You can't do it. I mean, I sit up there and I tell a story and I have other speakers come in and they tell their story and you know, and I cry a lot when I'm speaking. I get emotional, and I cry a lot when you're speaking. And I am not scared to cry, and I will tell it to your face. This is what we do, and we've got to, as a community, get involved. Because listen, I'm not speaking for me, but veterans, you know, that served. And even the veterans before my time, I would tell them and shake their hand and thank them and say, you know, I followed your footprints in the battle and I followed them out. And that's what got, I was lucky and I got home. And I do that to all the other vets. And, you know, and I appreciate them and I love my vets. And I don't care what branch you serve in. We are all brothers and sisters. And if you can't get that, because they give you the freedom to run around here and cry about every little damn thing you're doing. All right. That stuff, I can't get political, but it pisses me off. I'm sorry. If it's slipped, it slipped. But, you know.
No, you can. Just so you know, on this show, you can. I know you probably can't say stuff because of the organization, but you can get political as you want to around me on this show. I don't give a shit.
Well, we're going to sit down. We'll get political and get mad at the world.
Oh, I stay. I stay mad at these some bitches. I promise you.
No, I just, you know, first time I met you, we got invited to come and be on your show. And it, for me to do that and to just to let loose like that, that was the beginning, you know. And it's grown. And you see where I was then to where I am now. And, you know, 6 years, it don't seem like that long, but it's a damn lifetime, man.
Yeah.
Especially when you lose, you know, it's bad when you lose a loved one, but when you lose a child, that puts you in a different mindset, a different world. And I'm telling you, man, if it wasn't for Mission 22, I'd been a statistic just as sure as I'm breathing right now. I get in those places still. I have setbacks, you know, and I have to reach out. I reach out to, you know, to my buddies or whatever, and even some people I know, you know, I sit there and they say, listen, I tell you like you tell me. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a therapist, but I will listen. And the thing is, we don't have to be doctors or therapists.
No.
We got to listen.
Well,
and I tell my vets, I said, if you take 2 seconds, just breathe, you get to that point where you're ready to take that step, just breathe. Because that deep breath, inhale, exhale, it resets everything. For those couple seconds, that could change everything. Just breathe. And I'm the worst critic of my own.
You ain't.
You know, I forget to breathe, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm big on, I'm not against therapy or therapists. I'm really not. It never worked for me because I don't want to sit there and talk to somebody who hasn't been through the shit that I've been through and then them tell me how to adjust and how to go about dealing with it. What I like is what you guys do. It's a support system. I think a support system is 100 times more valuable than a therapist. If I can look across the room and I can have a conversation with you and we can talk about suicide, we can talk about depression, and I don't feel like I'm being judged while I'm having that conversation, it is the best thing in the world. This is kind of weird how I say it, but fucked up people don't judge fucked up people. And you feel comfortable, and we're all a little messed up. We're all a little off. There's something wrong with us. We all have our scars from trauma. And when you can sit there and you can have a conversation, I mean, what's more important to a vet than being able to sit there either at a bar or on a buggy ride or whatever, and be able to talk to another vet sitting next to them and realize, man, I'm going through the same thing. I'm not alone. Knowing that you're not alone and someone's got your back is so important when it comes to mental health.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've given out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cards, and I always tell them, if you need me, you call me. I don't care what time it is, you call me. And I've been called in the middle of the night, go to a veteran and take him at suicidal. And take him and help him. And all he wanted to do, all he wanted to do was go to his mom's house. That's where he felt safe. I went and got him. It took me, an hour and 45 minutes to get to him, but I got to him. And I took him back another hour and 45 minutes to his mama's and made sure I walked him to his door, and his mama let him in and said he's okay. And he's touched base with me saying, Hey, Mr. Ken, I'm doing good. Just letting you know, brother. Thank you. You know, and that's all it took. Just that, simple stuff that we don't have to overthink these things. It's the simple things, and just to listen and to be a part of. And it's such a big family. And all of you guys, and I'll tell everybody that comes to the event, you're part of a family now. You're the Mission 22 Army. You're part of it. Regardless, you're here, you're supporting it. You are part of the Army now. Everything that we talked about today or the stories, we share those stories. I don't mind you sharing my story. I don't care. Because guess what? It might be somebody that's over a list, dropping in on your conversation. That might help them or change their life and say, hey, how do I get to be a part of this? I need this. We reach out to people different ways, man, and it's just been an awesome journey for me. It's been a long journey, and I had its ups and downs, and a lot of tears, a lot of stress, and a lot of flashing back, and friends like yourself and everybody that surrounds you and other people that surround you with the love and the dedication you have. For whatever, it makes a difference. It makes a whole world of difference, man.
Damn right it does.
I don't care. You black, white, purple, with yellow polka dots, I don't care. I just don't care. That's my favorite thing, too. I don't care. But, we're all one family, dude. And if we can't get along with each other and help each other, then I don't know, man. We're going to hell in the world's going to hell in a handbasket. and hell, you look back, sometimes that's all we got is each other, because we're not getting help in other places. Our veterans damn sure ain't getting help, from our VAs and programs. So we're here, Mission 22. We're in all 50 states. We got in Europe, we got people everywhere, man. Japan, Europe, we're scattered all over the place. We got over right around 5,000-6,000 ambassadors nationwide, overseas as well. I know the state of Georgia's got sitting around 200 ambassadors just in Georgia alone. So, you know, we're strong here in Georgia. We're strong. We're getting the word out. We got people from North Georgia all the way down to my world, just of Georgia, down in the corner down there, you know, God's country. So we're everywhere, man. We are everywhere, and we're trying to spread the word and help our vets because they deserve it, and we owe that to them. I mean, you look at it, veterans suffer from PTS, TBI, MST, you know, and we try to give support and treatment programs for those, you know, for those vets that's needing it. And social impact is a big thing with our community. Get the community involved. Let them talk about it. Let them know this exists. This is an epidemic. It's something you can't throw the wool over your eyes on. It's happening. 22 a day, brother. 22 a day. And I don't care what the numbers they say they are. 22 a day. Real quick, Josh, story. I did an event in Alma, the Blueberry Festival. Talked to a father. He's worried about his son. His buddy that was in the military with him was suicidal. Went to the crisis center on post. On post. Said he was suicidal, needed help. They turned him away and said they didn't have room. The next day, he killed himself, and he's worried about his son. If you can't get help, you know, on post, you're turning soldiers away that's even suggested suicide. You don't take that crap lightly. You better address that problem. Because some of them, they'll do it. They ain't scared. And they'll do it just to prove a point, unfortunately. But that's what I don't understand. We're failing our veterans, you know. That's unacceptable.
Well, we live in a society where we glorify people that are just really taking up space. We glorify people that get popular on social media that are doing nothing good for this world. We glorify everything that we shouldn't. And it just seems like because all the attention gets placed on things that are just minute and stupid and just things that have no benefit to us or never done anything for us, that it just gets took away from the people that it should. That there should be, every single veteran should be overly taken care of. I've got a buddy who's one of my best friends now. We've only known each other for about 2 years. The first conversation me and this dude ever had was a drunk conversation, and he knew that I had shared.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
my stuff about my suicide attempt and all this kind of stuff. I remember him telling me to this day that when he went to the VA to get help, it took them forever to even give a damn about him because he wasn't a priority. Now he's doing like the ketamine treatments and stuff like that, and he's doing a lot better, but he still struggles. I don't see how we live in a world to where veterans, active duty, police officers, first responders, people who are civil servants, how they are not taken care of first. And unless there's more organizations like Mission 22, unless there's more people like me and other people that I work with putting out your mission statement and what you do, we can make the change. We can be part of the solution and stop adding to the problem. But it's got to be able saying, hey, let's sit down with people like you. Let's let yeah. you share your story. Let's get it out there to as many people possible. Because I know if I've been in this situation, you've been in it. There is nothing better in this world than when someone comes up and tells me, you sharing your short story about your mental health issues saved my life. And I know if that's one person that has said it to me, then hopefully there's 30 more that will never say anything, and they don't have to. I don't need you to. Same way, you probably are the same way. But if we don't push this more and take the taboo out of it, then it's never going to stop being a problem.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And you know, I do events all year long, so I'm somewhere usually. But I've got ambassadors. I got the best ambassadors in the world, man. And they know these programs, and they reach out to people, and people reach out to them, and you know, and if it's questions they don't answer, can't answer, they say, let me call Mr. Ken, or if Mr. Ken can't help you, he's got resources that I don't have, and man, like 24/7, my phone's on, and I want the veterans to know, hey, if you just want to talk, want a coffee, you know, whatever, give me a call, brother. I'll come to you. I don't care. And you know, I got a daggum truck. I can jump in, and it's a V8, and we'll get down the road, son. We'll come. And I'm not scared to get there. I got a GPS. I'll find you. But you know, I can't, by you putting it out there like you do with your program and your podcast and everything else that you do, John, I cannot, honest to God, brother, cannot thank you enough for what you do. You know,
I owe it to you.
You surprised me last year out there, and you know, I turned, there you were, and it made my heart full, brother. It made my heart full. I mean, you know, and I ain't scared to give a bro a hug and any damn body, you know.
But you're lucky I hadn't mustered up the courage to give you a kiss yet.
Yeah, well, I don't feel bad. it's great. Don't we'll let it fool you.
We'll tickle each other. I don't want to be one of those people that's all talk and no show. Like you talked yesterday or I guess earlier today, and I told you I had an event the night of the 19th. But I'm coming there that morning to at least shake some hands and let your organization and let the people around you know that I support you and that you got a friend in me. Like you've got someone with me that I believe in the wildfire effect, to where if one person does it, then hopefully it'll just take off. So I really want to be somebody in our area, because there's not a lot, and I wish there was a lot more that take the time to do what's right when it comes to our vets, to do what's right when it comes to mental health awareness overall. I don't want to be the guy that at the end of the day stood on the sidelines and just shared a post on social media. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be the guy that you guys fought for us. I want to fight for you. That's my mentality. And I want to keep doing it. And I hope there's 1,000 more people that do it. I know that this year, I'll some of these people that I'm friends with will get off their ass and come with me. and they'll get to see, and they'll get to just experience what I got to experience last year. I don't even know if I've told you this. Whenever y'all were coming in at the cemetery and I stood there and I took some videos or whatever, there was just like this moment of just how my heart could have exploded, because it's like you told me the first year you did it, you started off with 12 vehicles. Last year when I was there, there was a mile of bikes and Jeeps and everything. And it was just so damn beautiful. Like, you knew that everybody was coming that just had the biggest heart ever. I love bikers in the first place anyway. I'm always telling folks, you can go to church and you can, you know, I love church. I'm a Christian. It's not a very good one. But I believe that the people that have been through hell do more for this world than anybody that just sits in a church pew and tithes. Like, yeah, tithes or whatever. Like, I love to see, I love to see when bikers do the toy runs. I love to see these hardened, grown men that are the salt of the earth, that have served this country, that have done whatever, doing the things like your guys doing. That's when I was saying earlier that I don't like going to a therapist. One of the reasons it's hard for me to go to a church is I don't want to see a squeaky clean preacher talk to me, because I'm not squeaky clean, right? I want to see somebody who's been through hell and back and still has faith. I think that's a better testament to faith.
Yeah.
And when you see you guys that have actually been through hell and back, and you can muster up the strength, you lost your son and you turned it into, I'm going to help others. I'm going to take the worst thing that's ever happened to me, and I'm going to do my damnedest to make sure it doesn't happen to anybody else. I love that. Like, there is something about that that is so special to me. And anything that I can do to be a part of it, or to just even just be a hook, to just show up, it means the world to me that you got happy when you saw me. Like, it's,
that means
more to me than all the money in the damn world, knowing that I could put a smile on your face. And even though that it is a good thing that y'all are doing, I'm sure it's a hard thing as a dad to still do it every year. Like, I'm sure it's very emotional. And the fact that me being there, whatever you said, filled your heart, then I know that's where I was supposed to be that day.
Yeah, it did. And that's not a lot of BS. I mean, you know, even the picture, and, you know, we took together and stuff like that. And I showed him the little video clip that you sent, man. That is so flipping awesome, man. Cannot believe he did that. And I said, I can't either, man. I love this guy, you know. And I really do appreciate it. And, you know, with what you know from us, you know, and stuff like that, we'll have this bond forever, brother. And nobody can't take – I don't give a damn. And nobody can't take that away. No. Just like, you know, we have our brotherhood and sisterhood as servicemen and service ladies. You know, we've got that brotherhood and that sisterhood, just like the bikers got their brotherhood and sisterhood. You know, we got all that, everything. But that one contact, that one person can change that whatever day you're having.
Yeah.
And it could be, you know, turn it from a bad emotional day. Like, I get emotional on that day because it's for, you know, in honor of my son, but we're also honoring and paying homage to 22 other fallen warriors. It's not just, this is Stephen's memorial ride for Stephen to honor his other brothers and sisters in arms. And I take those names of those soldiers, and we have a special ceremony when we get back. We read each other their names, let people know their names, and let them know who they are. That they were a soldier, they were an airman, they were a Marine, a sailor, a Coast Guard. You know, we're going to let them know who this person is. It's not just a name. This was a service member that succumbed, that had problems, and the demons took him, and nobody helped. And like, sometimes I don't know which way to go. I don't. I get lost. I get wrapped up in it. And I'll start overthinking and doing stuff. But, you know, we're going to let people know who our fallen warriors are. And we're going to let people know that we're here to help our veterans. And that's where I pound it. I like to gut punch people there at the events. I will say something that will gut punch them. You know why? I get their damn attention. And if I had to do that, I'm going to do it. Now, I've got a big mouth, and I'll get I can get busy with it if I need to. But I want them to know that y'all are part of this family. Now, go out and spread that knowledge that you got today. That something I said will help you reach out to that veteran. And it might be something you say to help him. And that's how we beat this demon. And that's how we get back our veterans and we help our veterans through the programs we have at Mission 22. Don't cost our veterans nothing. Don't cost their families anything. So with that, you know, we start getting stronger and we defeat this epidemic and we get our boys back. You know, we all come back. Yeah, we made it home, but we're not home, you know?
Have you heard the song by Casey? I think it's Casey Donahue, Still Ain't Made It Home.
Yep. I play that song every year at my son. I play that song every year at my son's ride.
Man.
Still Ain't Made It Home.
Well, I'll tell you, Ken, like, there has to be more. Like, the fact that you're doing what you're doing is amazing. But I hope everybody that's listening to this, I hope you understand you can volunteer. You can be part.
Yeah.
If you don't have time to do any of that, then please just extend your hand. Share Mission 22 stuff on social media. Share Ken stuff on social media. At least be an extension of the organization if you can't be part of it, and help lead people to them and other great organizations. Speaking of another great organization, have you seen the movie MVP that I shared a couple months ago?
Yes.
Oh, yes. When you said the brotherhood, when you said the brotherhood thing earlier, I don't think I understood really what it was like until I watched that movie. And then I remembered how it was like for me growing up playing sports and the bond that you build with everybody. We'll hopefully have the guy who started MVP on in a couple months. We've spoke a couple times already. So, but with anything like that, man, you're giving people to a brotherhood. You're giving the people to where the men and women a place to go, to where they feel safe, to where they build that brotherhood again, there they build that family. And you know, there's going to be a special place in heaven for you and folks like you when you get there. That's don't be going anytime soon. If we're not doing our job as human beings, I know a while ago you said they're soldiers, they're Army, Air Force, all this kind of stuff. But one thing you didn't say was we got to remember these are our brothers and sisters as human beings. These are somebody's sons, somebody's daughters, somebody's moms, somebody's dads. And if we're failing them, we're failing ourselves.
Yeah,
and if you're not open to being transparent about your mental health, I challenge everybody that's listening to this. If you are struggling with your mental health, share it on social media. Ken, I don't know if you've ever heard me talk about this, but I tried to commit suicide in 2010. It took me 6 years to where when I started building my career to share it on social media. It always weighed on me that some people knew about it, but the majority of people didn't. But I felt like I had to carry it around all the time. Like there was this weight that I had to carry around and be ashamed of. And I ended up one night, probably after too many beers, but I shared it on social media. And I just wanted to get this monkey off my back. It was kind of therapeutic, self-therapy or whatever you want to call it to me. And as soon as I hit post, I was scared to death that every single person was going to think I was crazy as hell, that there was something fucked up with me compared to them. I got nothing but love and support and people that I never would have thought been down that dark road messaging me, telling me that they had been there too. And it made them feel better, and it made them want to tell everybody what they have been through and share it because of what I shared. And I feel like it is a weight on all of us. And the more we take the taboo out of it, the more we talk about it like this openly, the more that people don't have to feel ashamed. People don't have to feel like they're alone, and they don't have to go down those roads by themselves. We're right there with them. You know, I say all the time, dude, there's preachers in this world and there's warriors in this world. Some are meant to talk and some are meant to lead. And I think with us and everything that you've been through, losing your son and other stuff and shit I've been through, I think that we are supposed to be battle scarred, but not broken. I think that we're supposed to show off our scars to the rest of the world, so they know it's okay to show theirs off and they'd be fine with it. And if it wasn't for folks like you, man, these people would be lost.
You know, every year I started this thing, and I start a chapter of telling a story. This is mine and my son's story. I'm six chapters in. This year be six chapters. And each year I add to the story. And you know, I don't know, one day might get to the end of the story. I don't know. But until then, there's story to be told from how what happened to my son, what happened to me. I, you know, served, and yeah, some of my brothers and sisters were in more crap than what we were ever in. You know what I mean? But you know, that's part of the story leading up. And when I was younger, I was an absent father, and I love my kids. Always have, always will. I love my kids. But I wasn't always there, and that's part of my story. And that is where we're going, you know, in this journey. It's like you, when you shared your issue, you know, with the suicide attempt, you shared it. You didn't know what reaction you were going to get. Well, I'm under this part of my story, you know, about what's brought me to this point in my journey, and I'm sharing it. Last year I shared it. The year before I started sharing it, and it's like that thing that needs to get off your chest, like that monkey off your chest, whatever. That's part of my story, and if I leave that out, then the story is null and void. To know why I am who I am, and you know what the demons I deal with. I said this last year, and I'll kind of slow it down a little bit, but I told those people, there were probably 500 or 600 people there at the event. I told them that, you know, they had the memories of Stephen growing up. I miss that. That's their demon. They lost Stephen, same as I did. But my demon is, I should have been there when I wasn't. And that was because of way things were with me and my, you know, my kid's mother's relationship, and I was young. But that was part of my story. That's the demon I deal with, because I didn't have that as my kids were growing up. I was there off and on, but I wasn't there as a father should have been, you know? And so I'm not scared to not say that. It is part of me. It's part of my story. And if I leave that out, I'm missing a whole part of a story of where I'm going with this journey. But that's to know me a little bit, you know? I love my kids, always will. Never once, you know. I even talked to my son while he was there at the base, and we were always planning to go and have a beer together, and we never had that opportunity. He was a happy kid, 27 years old, left behind a son, left behind a daughter he never knew. He died in December, and she was born the following March. And they every bit of him, you know. And I love my grandkid, but my son will never be forgotten. Even when I'm dead and gone, there's people says, "Don't worry, if something happened to you, your story will live on." You know, I don't want any of that. That's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it to help others. But I don't care about the accolades or anything like that. I don't care about it. It means nothing. What I care about is helping my vet, my brothers and sisters, and anybody actually that needs help. They can reach out to me. They can find me on Facebook. They can, you know, if you pass my number off to them, and I'll give you some cards when I see you. Pass them around if you want to. I don't care where you're at. I'll come and see you. I'll come and get you.
Well, one of the things that you said that I want to kind of poke on real fast before we get off here is I've used this example a lot in my life when I'm dealing with shit to always make me feel better. You know, nobody goes and watches a movie for a complete happy movie all the way through. Nobody has a testimony that has really helped other people that you wasn't broken or in a bad place or some place in the middle. We start off one way, then life is going to hit bumpy roads. We're going to go through trauma. We're going to go through bullshit, anything. The greatest stories in life are the ones to where we go through that in the bad middle part of our life. And then we come out on the other side. And whether it's Mission 22 or any other organization that helps veterans or just anybody in general, mental health, you are writing one of the greatest stories ever told. You right now, you are like, when I sit here and listen to you, like I told you at the beginning of this, you make me want to run through a wall for you. You just now, I want to run through I will run through anything for you. But it's because I know it's coming from a good place. And I know at the end of the day, when your book is written, it's going to be one of the greatest stories and comeback stories ever. Like, it's just, you have turned, and this is why I admire you so much. You have turned something that would have broken and just crippled most people into, you found the most negative situation and you've turned it into a positive. And you're right. Your son's name will be said long after you're gone. Whether it's somebody like me going to put on the ride for both of y'all after it's all said and done, or it's the people that you've touched over there that'll keep putting it on. Your son's name, you know, I always try to find in every single situation the purpose in it. I always say you never understand the pain until you get on the other side of it. You never understand the purpose that goes along with pain until you're healing or till you're healed. And losing your son is probably the worst thing that could have ever happened. But at the end of the day, that's making you save other people's lives. I think your son would be just overly proud of you, and that it would be something that, looking down, he's just like, go get him, Dad. Like, I couldn't be prouder. I know I'm proud as hell of you.
Well, I appreciate that. And listen, if anybody, if you don't mind, I'll throw my number out there.
You can put it out there, brother. Put it out there. While you're doing that, tell them where they can find you on social media, websites, or anything like that before we get off here.
Okay. If anybody just want to talk and BS with me, my number is 912-539-7653. And my name's Ken Bohannon. I'm the Georgia State Leader for Mission 22. I'll sit there and talk to you. I won't talk to you. I'll let you talk and I'll listen. And we'll have some coffee or something and I'll come to you and meet you. That's 912-539-7653. That's my personal number. Reach out to me on Facebook. Just look under Ken Bohannon. You'll see me. I'll be the dude with the black cowboy hat. So I changed my profile. I think I need to change it again. But just look under Ken Bohannon and you can reach out to Georgia1@mission22.com and find me on the email. If you want to email me, you can reach out to me right there. Georgia1, spell it out, and the number 1@mission22.com. And just reach out, brother. I'd love to come over and have a drink and coffee or whatever, dude. And I'll come to you guys. If you need me, I'll come to you. I'm 24/7 on the phone. As soon as I can get to you, I'm coming.
And tell them about the ride one more time. Tell them what day it is and where they can meet up or sign up at.
Okay. August the 19th in Hinesville at VFW 6602, right there on Highway 196. You can't miss it. Registration starts at 9, and we're going to roll out. Keek stands up at 11. We're going to have a car show, Jeep, bike show. Come and be a part of it. We're going to have food. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to be doing some silence auctions. I got some fishing trips to auction off. We're doing a couple special veteran presentations there. I got something special for them. And got a guest speaker. I'm hoping she'll be able to make it. She lost her husband in 2017, and I'm hoping she'll come and speak. But we're going to have a good day. We're going to be honoring our fallen warriors, and hopefully the ride's going to consist from leaving the VFW. We're going to go hopefully to Fort Stewart and do the warrior walk there, leave there and go out to Georgia National Cemetery. That's my foundation stop. I'll stop there if I don't go anywhere else. And I do say a little speech out there and have some quiet time with our fallen brothers and sisters out there. And then we'll make our way back to VFW, and then we'll eat and give stuff away and hopefully raise some money for our vets. And it like I said, everything goes to our vets. And it's just an honor and a privilege to be a part of something like this. And with your support, Josh, and an opportunity to be on your show here is totally awesome, brother. And I cannot thank you enough for allowing me to come on here and use up some of your air.
I'd rather talk to you than anybody, Ken. It is, well, it's an honor to me to have you on.
Well, I hope to get with you here after this, the ride, you know, Stephen's thing, and, we'll get together. We'll find some time, bro.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Well, Ken, I'm going to let you go. But, dude, I'm telling you, I appreciate it so much. And anything that Mission 22 or you ever need, just know I'm a call away.
Okay, brother. And I appreciate everybody out there. I love you. I really do. And God bless everybody. Love you, Josh.
Love you too, brother. Hey, y'all just remember, folks, not all heroes wear capes. Go look up Ken all over social media. Come to the ride August the 19th. I'm going to be there. And thank you guys for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. We'll see y'all later.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.